When you walk into the Dumbarton Oaks Museum in D.C., you're already met with a strange collection of objects.
Dumbarton Oaks is a research institution in the humanities with a wonderful museum of Byzantine and pre-Columbian art and also fantastic gardens designed starting in the 1920s by Beatrix Ferrand.
That voice you're hearing is John Beardsley.
Yes, I'm John Beardsley. I'm the Director of Garden and Landscape Studies at Dumbarton Oaks, and I also direct a program of installations of contemporary art in the gardens. Because of these collections and the gardens, we have research programs in the humanities focused especially in Byzantine, pre-Columbian, and garden and landscape studies.
But amid the art of late antiquity, there's one exhibit that really stands out.
Hi, my name is Michael Kennedy Yoon, and for Dumbarton Oaks, this is a special podcast about an exhibition currently on view called Outside In, featuring the work of an artist named Martha Jackson Jarvis.
One of the works featured in the exhibition is a large sculpture called Umbilicus.
In addition to the two-dimensional work featured in the exhibition, the courtyard at Dumbarton Oaks features her sculptural work, Umbilicus. Umbilicus jumps out against the white marble floor. It's made of two enormous pods. One looks like a chili pepper, the other is in the shape of a sycamore seed.
Looks like a very prickly, large prickly ball, about 2.5 feet, 3 feet in diameter.
These pods are encrusted with volcanic stone and broken glass that catches the light as you move about the space. She joins these pods with a piece of wisteria vine.
So the vine is the umbilicus. The vine is an element that came from her mother's garden, so there's a personal story there. But it also suggests this kind of generative connection, the sort of force of life that's in, even in these inanimate materials.
It all starts with an idea or your intention to work with this one base material, clay.
That is Martha Jackson Jarvis.
I am Martha Jackson Jarvis. And I am a sculptor. So Umbilicus really documented that narrative or story about beginnings and the possibilities of change. And then it's kind of led me through these processes of ending to work with now stone and glass. And I really see clay as the base material there, you know, still the same elements. I guess I've always been struck with the periodic chart, like the whole universe is right up there in that chart. You know, we're all just a composite of different structures of these few elements here. So it's exciting, yeah.
When she talks about composite, Jackson Jarvis is not using a metaphor. Umbilicus feels right at home in the Byzantine galleries, surrounded by mosaics from the second century.
She got interested in the idea of mosaics and went to study mosaic techniques in Ravenna.
So I was really struck with this notion of the beginning of a thing, the origins, and how one object or one origin or one element becomes the formative statement, and then that growth and that change and that energy redirects itself and recreates something totally different.
Jackson Jarvis's career has certainly been defined by both growth and change.
Martha Jackson Jarvis is a really notable contemporary artist from Washington, D.C.
She's done multiple public artworks for D.C., as well as large sculptural installations and two-dimensional works.
She's also one of the most significant contemporary African American artists in the city, and I would argue in the United States generally.
But to understand Umbilicus, you have to understand Martha Jackson Jarvis. And to understand Martha Jackson Jarvis, you have to take a trip to Lynchburg, Virginia. If you live in Virginia, it's possible you might have been to Lynchburg. If you haven't, it's a small town of about 70,000 people, nestled in the middle of the state, near the Shenandoah Valley.
She grew up in initially in Lynchburg, Virginia, so she has roots in the rural countryside of Virginia, and is still very attached to the kind of landscape and culture of that region.
Well, you know, actually when I lived there, I lived with my grandparents, which they, Lynchburg, should I say, was the big city. So imagine. Lynchburg for me was a bit of, well, I was a kid, so it was a bit of a wonderland. We lived in the country or the rural area. And Virginia, you know, it still had kind of wild forests, and I lived in the kind of foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains there, so it's mountainous and all these wonderful conifers. So I love to just play in the clay and walk in the forest and do all those kinds of things.
Jackson Jarvis was raised by her grandparents in the South, and she brings both the landscape and the culture into her art.
And as I said, I think, you know, in our youth, we tend to romanticize some of these things, but I find that the landscape has really impacted how I view my sense of raw and natural materials and interacting with it. I think the tradition of kind of the rural South is very much a part of, well, my family personally, and then the history of the country.
One of the things that I've read a lot about you is that your narrative is important to you. I wonder if you could speak to why that is and how that comes out in the world.
Well, maybe that's part of the Southern experience as well. You know, the good old storyteller or good old-fashioned line is always in fashion, right? A good story. So I think that's part of the, you know, kind of a cultural identity, you know, that's there. And maybe that's part also of that kind of Southern history. And I think it is important. And so Umbilicus really documented that kind of narrative or story about beginnings and the possibilities of change and creation. From beginning, you know, to end. And then in the narrative to include the personal as well as the kind of broad context of meaning. So storytelling becomes really important. I like the organic continuation of a good story. Right? And then...
Who doesn't, right?
And then how to tell it is interesting.
An important part of any story is the hardships you face along the way. Jackson Jarvis's is no exception. However, the red clay of Virginia helped her see these hardships in a different light.
You know, in Virginia, you have this red clay of, you know, Virginia, the earth is just like this vivid red clay. It's really wonderful stuff. And then, you know, later I found out, well, okay, you can really work with this and fire it. And usually the thing that most people hated was you put it in the kiln and somehow it would break or explode. And later, as I work with the materials, I start to love that breakage and that creation of something different. You know, you went in with one thing and it exploded, so this burst of energy. So I started to break things intentionally, and it sort of added to this cumulative fragment mosaic-like thing. So there's been this lineage. I guess I'm interested in all those things. How we grow, how we change. And then the energy of transformation, the ability to start out with one thing or two things, and then I think the Umbilicus series kind of talked about that, if you will. I spent a number of two decades doing kind of a raku-afriku process.
Western raku is a ceramic process where a piece is removed from the kiln at red-hot heat, cooling, and often cracking in unpredictable ways.
And the work very much talks about decay and destruction, and out of that comes this rebirth of things. The thing about growing up in a country in like Lynchburg or that area, you'd have to burn certain of the areas to kind of clear the landscape in ways. I was always kind of working with fire in a way. I always liked fire, and out of that comes this rebirth of things. So I have a different view about what's strife and what's really completely horrible. It's usually even within the tragic, hard to face oftentimes, but even within tragedy, there's something that's revealed. There's some change, there's some moment that reveals itself in terms of new possibilities.
Martha Jackson Jarvis's exhibition, Outside In, is available at Dumbarton Oaks for free until August 19th. For more information, go to www.doakes.org. That's www.doakes.org/events. Martha Jackson Jarvis also has an exhibition in the gardens. If you like this podcast and want to see more, follow us at Dumbarton Oaks on Instagram and on Twitter. Music in this episode was provided by Blue Dot Sessions and the Harvard Glee Club. Many thanks to Martha Jackson Jarvis, John Beardsley, and all the Dumbarton Oaks staff. Special thanks to Fei Zhang, Andres Alvarez Davila, and Catherine McCauley for editorial help. And thank you so much for listening. For Dumbarton Oaks, my name is Michael Kennedy Yoon.